months back, of course, you put out the special 30th anniversary of probably your most famous album and song, but Fly Like an Eagle. And what do you remember about making that album?
Well, a lot. Everything. I mean, that was recorded along with Book of Dreams in 11 days.
Uh-huh. Really?
I took the tracks home and had a 8-track tape recorder at my house, and then I worked on them for another year and a half. And put all the songs together, and then I came up to Seattle, to Casena Studios, and mixed it there. And that's where Fly Like an Eagle and Book of Dreams were mixed, on 4th Avenue.
And of course, I mean, what do you remember about the after the record came out, what do you remember about people's early reactions, and when did you realize that you had something really special?
Well, I knew that it was extremely special as soon as it was done. And I took it to my record company, and I had 2 slides, pictures of me for the cover and the back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have a band together at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it to Capitol, met with the art director. We put the album art together in about an hour. I went and handed the acetate of the stereo mix to the president of Capitol Records, and I said, this is going to sell 4.5 million copies.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me like I was nuts, and gave me that kind of thank you very much. And it was, I knew it was a great record as soon as it, the whole time I was working on it, I knew I was working on some really important, really great stuff, and that's what kept me working on it, working, searching, trying to get it just right. And when it was done, I was extremely happy with it, and we started our first tour. Was a small theater tour. We did about 40 cities, and Paramount theaters, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then immediately went back and did arenas, and then immediately went back and started playing football stadiums.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't like an overnight success. It was about 11 or 12 years after I had first started trying to make records and get it all together. But it combined, a lot of things were going on at the same time, and FM radio was beginning to take over AM radio, and I had some huge hit on AM radio, The Joker, but it had been played on FM radio from the very beginning, and was considered more of an underground FM artist except for the hit, The Joker. So this was at a time when record sales, FM stereo was, it's hard to believe, but back then people, thought stereo was kind of a fad. I don't care if it's stereo or mono, that kind of thing. And all that was changing, and this was like a really great stereo record. It was actually recorded to be done in a quadraphonic mix, but quadraphonic sound was so bad it didn't work, and it's funny, it took 30 years for 5.1 to come, and that was what was fun about the 30th anniversary release of Fly Like an Eagle, is we finally got to mix it and present it to the audience in the format that it was originally designed to be released in, but the technology just didn't exist.